Hi there, this is Mike Morrell, co-host of the Buzz Seminar. I'm sitting here with my other co-host and friend, Frank Viola. We're going to chat today about secrets to a breakthrough year in writing. So Frank is a best-selling author, having been published with Thomas Nelson, Tyndale House, David C. Cook, and Destiny Image. Six of his 10 published books have hit bestseller lists, and he has an A-list blog with over 80,000 monthly readers, and he earns his living through his blog. And that's why I thought it would be advantageous to talk to you, Frank, today about what is your number one breakthrough tip to make this coming year a success?
Well, thanks, Mike. I think in this series, we're going to cover three of them. I would say that the first one would be you have got to clearly discover what you want your objectives to be in writing, and you have to write them down, and you have to make them specific. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. When it comes to either producing a successful blog, or it comes to writing a book that people beyond your mother and brother and sister and wife and husband read, you have got to be crystal clear on your specific objectives for that year when it comes to those writing
projects. So I can't just hope that my book or my blog is going to get on Oprah.
Right. Okay. Right. One of the secrets, as it were, for lack of a better term, that I have used is I have a black notebook in which I have a section on objectives for the year. Every year in around December, I list my writing objectives. And so consequently, one of the years when I started to become intentional about becoming a professional blogger back in 2012, my objective was I will write one blog post every weekday for the next 6 months. And I plotted out a plan to do that. Some of the blog posts were just quotes that I like and I felt would be helpful to others. Some of them were longish articles that I wrote from scratch. Others were interactions with something someone else has written. Some of them were reviews. Some of them were interviews with other writers. Some of them were videos that I had found and found helpful and made comments on. So there's a lot of variety that you could use when you write that much. But in the beginning, I always recommend that bloggers write, if they can, 5 days a week. The more, the better. Mm-hmm. That's once every day. Because you're going to get more traffic that way. You're going to pick up new readers that way. And there are other things you need to do as well in order to build your readership and your subscribe list. And we talk about that in the Buzz Seminar course. However, writing out your objectives very clearly and very specifically. When it comes to a book, for example, if you want to write a book, writing out a clear, specific objective would be, I am going to write the first draft of the name of the book by July 15th, and then the year. You give a specific date by which you want to fulfill that objective. You make the objective specific. And here's another thing. After you have written out the objectives, whether you do that, you know, in a Word document or in Evernote, or you do it on a notebook like I do, it's very important that you review the objective from time to time, whether it's once a week, once every 2 weeks, or at the minimum would be once a month. You have to review the objectives.
So writing an objective isn't magic all by itself. I can't just write it and file it away.
Right. You'll forget about it.
Hope upon hopes that it happens.
Yeah. Another thing I do to keep my objectives in front of me is I have a whiteboard in my study in which I write the month, and then I write down two or three of my objectives just with one word as a reminder before me every day. When I walk into the study, I see that whiteboard, I see the month. Right now we're in the month of December, so I have three objectives you can see on the whiteboard here because both in my office, my study. Which reminds me, someone had asked an English preacher once, why is it that English preachers and English British authors are so much deeper than American preachers and American authors. And his response was, because in America, they have offices, but in Britain, we have studies. So this is a study. As you can see, if we can give you a visual, we can't, but there's books surrounding us on every side and every angle. But on my whiteboard, I have 3 points. It written in red. I've got December in black, and then below it, ebooks, because I'm working on an ebook series. That's one of my objectives for this year. The second is diary course. I'm producing a new course that will go along with a book. And then the third is shocking beliefs series. This is a series of blog posts I've been writing on the Patheos blog entitled Shocking Beliefs of Christians of the Past. I've done C.S. Lewis and Jonathan Edwards so far. Next on the docket is John Wesley. So that's a daily reminder of the seasonal objectives that I have.
So what? How many layers of objectives do you create, Frank? Do you have like annual, monthly, weekly, daily, or do you get that granular with your objectives?
I do an objective list every year, beginning in December. So I'm getting ready to write my objectives for the upcoming year, next year, because we're in December. And what I do, in effect, is I will write out 6 to 12 life objectives. So this is not just objectives for writing things that I want to see come to pass, but it has to do with my ministry, it has to do with business, it has to do with relationships, health, weight, things like that. But within that, there are several writing objectives that I put there in that list, and then I always put the date when I want to see it come to pass, whether it's, oh, I want to see my next book hit a bestseller list by whatever, July 15th, and then the year, and also, you know, in terms of what I want to get accomplished. And then each month, I use the whiteboard to specify 3 of those objectives for that particular month, just as a reminder on how to hit those goals. What I will do on my part, I have a daily planner that I use, which has 1 page per day. And I'm actually, Mike, doing an event soon called Prolific. And in that event, I give away my creative process as well as my productivity hacks. But one of them is I buy a very special daily planner, which has every month of the year for the entire year. And each page is dedicated to the day. So February 2nd will have an entire page. Tuesday, February 3rd will have an entire page. Mm-hmm. You know? And on and on. Very important for my process, because each day I will write out anywhere from 3 to 6 projects that I want to complete for that day. That's a whole nother thing to talk about, you know, my productivity process. So, but it all begins with that yearly objective list. And if you're going to write a blog that succeeds, or you're going to write a book that succeeds, you have to be clear on your objectives. What are they? When are the dates that you want to see them fulfilled? And you have to review them from time to time.
It sounds like creating objectives like that allows you to escape the tyranny of the urgent. You know, these little things that creep up on us every day that are allegedly important and maybe even are important in the short term, but this allows you to keep your eye on the prize.
Exactly. You have to refocus your attention on the objectives from time to time so that you see the big picture, you see where everything is headed, even if you miss days, lost time because of unexpected events. You still have that objective in front of you. I've just met so many people, Mike, who started blogs, who started writing a book, or at least had the inception of a book idea in their head, and they never really had clarity on their objectives to be able to accomplish those things in any successful way because they really didn't focus their attention on the goal. And, you know, I really don't believe that setting objectives or creating objectives is something that complicated. In my experience, there's just basically a few ingredients. Number one, you have to give time to think through, and if you're a person of faith, as we are, to pray over what those objectives ought to be for the coming year. Mm-hmm. Number two, to write them out as specific as possible. There are 2 elements there. One, writing them down. You've got to write it. You can't just have it in your brain. and it has to be specific. Let me move it over into a simple area, an area of weight loss. Instead of saying, I want to lose weight this year. No, how about I'm going to lose 15 pounds by June 1st of, and then the year. So that focuses you on a specific, okay? And then the other thing is the reviewing of the objective. Now, some people say that for them, it's important for them to tie the objective into the big picture of their life to give them the motivation to accomplish it. You know, why is this objective important? And if that's something that you think is going to motivate you or inspire you, I say go for it. I don't think everybody needs that, because within their own mind and heart, they already know why they want to fulfill the objective. But if that helps you to write that down, go ahead and do it. But I think those elements are basically all you really need in order to accomplish the objectives that you have in your heart when it comes to writing.
Okay. So it strikes me that, you know, having objectives in general is a very effective way to get things done. And specifically talking about writing, whether that be blogging or writing books, or ideally both, if you're wanting to create a sustainable living with it, that the content of these objectives is important as well. And, you know, to paraphrase Einstein, we don't solve problems when we're stuck at the same level that's created them. So I'm thinking that some of us don't even necessarily know what are the most effective high leverage objectives to set, because we haven't really been following, frankly, quality models or mentors in this area. And I think that that's one of the ways in which the Buzz Seminar can help in terms of giving us practical inspiration into the content of our objectives. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. In fact, we have sections of the Buzz Seminar course where we go into some of this.
And all four of us who are presenting, and especially you and Michelle Schaefer, have these very detailed checklists, which are also in the workbook, that have a lot of goal markers for exactly how to create an optimal blog. So, you know, the Buzz Seminar is not always available, but it is a few times a year. We have an open enrollment. So stay tuned. Keep your eyes open. It will be available one of these times here very soon. Well, I hope this chat about the importance of setting objectives to have a breakthrough year has been helpful for you. Stay tuned as Frank and I talk about two more key pieces to an overall breakthrough year.